chapter 4. But it displeased Jonah exceedingly, and he was very angry, and he petitioned to Yahweh and said, I petition, O Yahweh, was not this my saying? When I was yet in my country, therefore I fled before to Tarshish, for I knew that you are a gracious El, and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and relenting of coming judgment. Therefore now, O Yahweh, take, I beseech you, my life from me, for it is better for me to die than to live. Then said Yahweh, are you so angry? So Jonah went out of the city and sat on the east side of the city, and there made him a shelter, and sat under it in the shadow, till he might see what would become of the city. And Yahweh Elohim appointed a plant, and made it to come up over Jonah, that it might be a shadow over his head, to rescue him from his grief. So Jonah was exceedingly glad of the plant. But Elohim prepared a worm when the morning rose the next day, and it smote the plant that it withered. And it came to pass, when the sun did arise, that Elohim prepared a scorching east wind, and the sun beat upon the head of Jonah, that he fainted, and wished for himself to die, and said, It is better for me to die than to live. And Elohim said to Jonah, Are you very angry for the plant? And he said, Yes, I am very displeased, even to death. Then said Yahweh, You have had pity on the plant, which you have not labored, neither made it grow, which came up in a night and perished in a night. And should not I spare Nineveh, that great city, wherein are more than 120,000 people, that cannot discern between their right hand and their left hand, and also much cattle?